Hello, and welcome to Off the Cuff. I am your host, Chris Martinson, and on this program, every week, we are going to bring you a fascinating guest, where we are going to discuss the economy, energy, or the environment, informally and without a script. Welcome to this Off the Cuff. I am your host, Chris Martinson, and it is August 16th, 2017. And, well, you know, obviously there's a lot going on in the world geopolitically, even domestically in the United States. Tensions are high. You can find flashing warning signs everywhere except in the equity markets, which just keep going up. Well, at least in the U.S. Europe is a slightly different story. May have topped out there, hard to say. But in the United States, mysteriously, just strength after strength after strength coming in. Kind of low volume, nothing super exciting. So, hey, maybe it's just August. But the underlying data that I've been looking at myself is giving me some, again, still pause for concern that this is not supportive of, say, record territories for equities, at least in terms of nominal values, as well as valuations by many measures. And today, to discuss these economic things with all of us today is Wolf Richter, the proprietor of WolfStreet.com. Having him back, you've heard him before. Wolf, welcome back to the program.
Well, thank you for having me, Chris.
Well, where do we start on this? You know, I look at big, giant macro things. So I'm looking at, for instance, I got a chart here from a outfit 720 Global. They're looking at real value added, which is an alternative GDP measure. It's looking to subtract certain things out, add some other things in. But it's been the ultra reliable indicator. It has never, since the series started in 1949, ever gone below zero without there being a recession involved. It's below zero today. Maybe today's different?
Yeah, there certainly are parts of the economy that are experiencing a recession, and other parts are doing well. So this is hard to, I mean, that's why the officials always have a difficulty deciding when a recession really takes off and when it doesn't, because yeah, you see parts that are weak and parts that are strong, mm-hmm. and so right now, you know, there's a lot of parts that are motoring along, and others have stumbled big time, and so, you know, I can see, but a lot of the growth we've had is debt funded. Consumer debt has jumped. We just saw that. Corporate debt has jumped. You know, they've been borrowing money like crazy. So these are, this is a sort of fuel that is not particularly sustainable forever. So if you already got some weak parts, and then you have the strong parts that are running on these on ether, essentially, you know, sooner or later, you know, you're going to have some kind of slowdown.
Well, let's talk. It is a mixed bag. It's kind of interesting. So some of the things I've recorded on the weak side, not to necessarily start there, but restaurants seem to be in a recession, worse since 2009. Also noting retail, brick and mortar retail, just having a devil of a time. Target seemed to have okay earnings today, but you dig into that a bit, and a lot of ways you get good earnings these days that not all of them involve selling things. Automobiles as well. It looks like a lot of inventory there, and certainly they're talking about a much slower future than the recent past, which says recession in fancier ways. So that's kind of on the weak side, and then we seem to have okay earnings and things, maybe not stellar revenues, but okay earnings showing up in the last quarterly reports there. What are you seeing on the strength side, and what did I miss on the weak side?
To listen to this podcast in full, as well as all our other premium podcasts and articles, please enroll at peakprosperity.com. Simply go to peakprosperity.com/enroll.